Look, we're delighted. Delighted. All the hard work paid off. We started our trials last November, and we're now in July. So it's been a long few months, but a very enjoyable few months. And the girls worked extremely hard, and they got the reward at the end there on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, we'll dive into the game itself. The scoreline of 6-22 to 4-5, somewhat flattering, and maybe doesn't show the whole story of the game. This was a real battle in large parts, and one your young side had to show a bit of bottle to come through.
Oh, absolutely. Leitrim came out of the traps exceptionally well. I think we were 6 or 7 points down at one stage, and you have to give credit to Leitrim. They came out really, really positive, and they attacked us from the throw-in, and it probably took us a few minutes to get the grips with it. But there's one thing that this team has, and it's great resolve and great spirit. And once they got going after 10 minutes, everything kind of kicked into gear. And look, at we do have some exceptional players. And once they got going, we turned the tide very quickly. And once we got on level terms, then I don't think at any stage Leitrim were ahead of us. So, but look, at all in all, it was an exceptional performance from the girls. After 10 or 15 minutes, it's probably a wee bit nervous, but once we got going, we were exceptional.
Yeah, and I think you were 1-3 to no score down early on. That wouldn't have been the plan in the changing room. It would have been very easy for the heads to drop after a poor start.
Well, it wouldn't have been the plan, no, not at all. We were actually trying to, the conversation was to try and get out and have a good start. But we are a very, very slow starting team. It's something that's all year we've just been a wee bit slow starting. Now, we have never conceded in that first 10 minutes. We might have conceded a point or two, but in fairness to Leitrim, clearly there may be a wee bit of homework done and really targeted that first 10 minutes. And they got a couple of scores up. But, we trust the girls. The girls know what they're at themselves, and once we got over that first 10 minutes and players settled down and started playing a bit of football, the football just started flowing out of them, and scores started, we started getting that scoreboard ticking over, and once we got that scoreboard ticking over, we were delighted, and as the half went on, you could see us coming more and more into the game, and then maybe later on, the first 10 minutes, the wee things that they were trying were no longer working. And, just give credit to the girls. They are an exceptional bunch of girls. And as I said, the spirit within the group is amazing. And at no stage were they going to let that first 10 minutes bother them. We have to play for the full 60 minutes, it's something that we do say to them. The scoreboard only counts at the end of the game, and I think that's the way it worked out,
Yeah, and going down the home street, you really blew Leitrim out of the water. I think it might have been something like 4-8 without reply in the closing period. What do you put that late flurry down to? Fitness or heart or desire or just a willingness to win?
A wee bit of all that now, to be honest with you. Fitness is a major thing. The team is very fit. We've worked extremely hard on fitness, and we've actually been complimented on it by a number of supporters that have seen them. Like we do train. We train two nights a week, and there's a segment in every one of them training sessions with regard to fitness. But heart and determination, like these girls, they wanted to win this All-Ireland, and within the group themselves, like as we've said, the competition has been going on since 1976, and no Donegal team has actually won any All-Ireland A, B or C within that period. So they wanted to be the first girls to win this All-Ireland, and nothing was going to stop them, and you could see that in the last period. But look, we have some fine footballers. We have some fine forwards, that can kick scores for fun. And, once they got a bit of space then, as the game opened up, they just rattled off score after score.
Yeah, you mentioned the forwards there. That number, 6-22, it just jumps off the page. I mean, it's some score to be putting up in any level of football. You've Eva McNamara, Mia O'Donnell doing the majority of the points scoring. I think they've got 8 points apiece. Then the likes of Kayla McFadden, Orla Ward, Laura Boyle, Kate McCafferty, all chipping in with scores at key times. You must be very happy with the contribution of your attacking players.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we knew all year that we had an exceptional forward line. It was just a matter of getting the team set up correctly to allow them to do the work, you know, to do the business. And a lot of our trainings and was based to try to get the ball in as early as possible to the girls to give them a bit of space that they can kick the scores. And look at, you know, Most teams at this age group would have one or two, you know, maybe one marquee forward that they would depend on for a lot of scores. But look at realistically, we have five or six forwards that just exceptional, that can kick scores for fun. And look at, they were in full flow, you know, on Tuesday evening, and some of the scores that they kicked was exceptional, you know. So we were very proud of them and just delighted for them, because they deserve it. They work extremely hard on their shooting. You know, once again, you know, there's a segment in each training session, you know, 10 or 15 minutes just based solely on shooting for the forwards. And, you know, when you see some of the scores that we rattled off on Tuesday evening, you know, it brings a wee smile to your face as a coach, just to know that, you know, it's all paying a wee bit of dividend, you know.
Bigger picture then, to win an All-Ireland title, that's something that will really stick with these girls as they progress through the ranks and hopefully up the age groups into the senior game.
Absolutely. I look at, you know, to win an All-Ireland, you know, these girls are very determined. They're a genuine bunch of determined girls that absolutely love football. You know, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, are playing senior club football and doing exceptionally well. And look at, we have no doubt that there's a number of these girls that will be appearing on senior teams very, very shortly, you know. And they just have that, they're just very, very talented girls. And, you know, they work extremely hard and they just genuinely love Gaelic football. So we'll be looking very, very, you know, we look forward to some of these girls, you know, showing up in the senior setup now within the next year or two, if I'm honest with you. And we'd be very excited to see what to do with it within that setup, you know.